Did you get your flu shot this year? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Derek Gatherer, lecturer in the Division of Biomedical and Life Sciences at Lancaster University, explores the history of influenza and what it may teach us about preventing this disease in the future.
It's now midwinter and the flu season is once again upon us. The latest World Health Organization status report for the Northern Hemisphere shows a preponderance of influenza subtype H1N1 in Europe and a balance of H1N1 and H3N2 in North America. These are the seasonal flu subtypes that return every year and they're the ones included in the annual influenza vaccine. H1N1 is a descendant of the 2009 swine flu pandemic and H3N2 a descendant of the 1968 pandemic. Although there are only two flu subtypes, H1N1 and H3N2, circulating in humans, there are 144 subtypes in birds. In fact, influenza is fundamentally an avian disease. Its reservoir host is aquatic wildfowl, that's ducks and geese mostly, but with occasional jumps over into other species like dogs, horses, pigs, and humans ourselves. When these jumps occur, we suffer pandemics, which can then settle down into seasonal flus that we see returning each winter. Both the 1957 and the 1968 pandemic flu strains had a bird flu component. The 2009 pandemic, on the other hand, originated in pigs, but if we trace its ancestry back far enough, we can see its ultimate roots in bird flu as well. My own research interest in influenza is in this area. Recent advances in both our ability to rapidly determine genome sequences of flu viruses and in the computational tools used to analyse them have revealed some surprising conclusions. One of these is that all current flu strains come from a common ancestor that was around about 1,000 years ago. So influenza, as we know it today, is quite a recent disease. The ecological factors involved in its diversification over the last millennium are as yet unknown. In fact, we still know very little about the flu in its natural bird hosts. So understanding bird flu better might help us to understand, and who knows, maybe even predict and prevent future pandemics in humans.
That was Derek Gatherer of Lancaster University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change. 'Cause I'm under-